T-minus 62. Police headquarters, Ankara, Turkey. Although his night in a Turkish jail cell wasn't one Billy Kendrick expected to look back upon too fondly, he spent most of it consciously trying to focus on what he had to be grateful for. This was a technique for enduring hard times he'd heard so many times over the years that he didn't know when it finally stuck, but since the day it did, he had found balanced perspectives far easier to come by than had once been the case. On this occasion, Billy considered that as much as he would prefer to be almost anywhere else, there was little doubt that the relative amiability he had been shown by his custodians owed much to the power of his name, and perhaps even more so, the power of his friends. As he sat with his closest Turkish friend, the less optimistic Mesut, Billy considered that the fact they'd been allowed to spend their first night in each other's company and seemed set to remain in the same cell for the second was another thing he could put down to who he was. What neither Billy nor Mesut considered for a second was that the uniformed officer approaching their cell with a key was coming to let them out for good. "You are free to leave," the officer said in perfect English. For a few seconds, Billy felt surprised that yet another local spoke such good English, until it crossed his mind that he was obviously only dealing with people who had been chosen for the task because they could communicate with him. This officer was unfamiliar from the previous night, and sadly not the man with whom Billy had struck up a curious rapport. "We received orders from above, way above." Mesut made a quiet, shushing noise to dissuade Billy from asking any questions until they were truly free, and Billy readily bowed to his local and cultural expertise. "Thank you," Mesut said, speaking English for Billy's sake. "But as for our discovery?" "Above my pay grade," the officer replied. A grin crossed his face. "Way above. But from me to you, I would not go near it until things settle down, and I will lead you to your belongings in a moment, but first." Taking Billy by surprise, the man raised his hand to reveal that he was holding a phone. "You have a call, Mr. Kendrick. He was absolutely insistent on speaking to you as soon as you were released." Billy took the phone. He didn't guess out loud which friend might be calling as his mind was flitting between the two possibilities, but if pushed, he probably would have gone for Timo rather than Dan. "Hello?" he said, the tentativeness of his own voice coming as a mild surprise. "You're welcome," a refined English voice replied down the line. Billy closed his eyes and breathed deeply. Any kind of debt to William Godfrey was one he knew could never be repaid easily, let alone one so linked to the remarkable discovery his team had just made, but it wasn't as though he could refuse help that had already been provided. "How?" was all he asked. "Word leaked out to Timo," Godfrey said. "He tried to get you free, bless his wealthy little heart, but ultimately the reality of life dawned on him yet again. You see, Billy, money is nice, but power gets things done." The line was dead before Billy could reply.